The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
A report into the procurement of the National Broadband Plan is set to be published in the coming days. Now, as we await the findings, more than 500,000 homes and premises around the country remain without broadband. And it's not just individual remote properties down that boreen that are impacted. Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, remind me about this report that's coming up.
Yes.
What's it doing?
So this is an audit of the procurement process, which is being carried out by an independent processor named Peter Smith. Smith was appointed by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar after Dennis Nocton's resignation, and he is looking to examine the relationship between Nocton and David McCourt, the man behind the final bidder in the National Broadband Plan, Granham McCourt, to see if it's contaminated in any way and if we need to scrap the process. As you say, we're expecting that any day now. We're almost 3 weeks on from Nocton's resignation.
Okay, so that report will determine if the National Broadband Plan can continue in its current life form. The focus of that plan is to connect those 500,000 or so properties to high-speed fibre broadband. You've been out once again to meet with those who are eagerly awaiting a solid, fast connection. So what remote part of the country did you visit?
Well, there seems to be this perception out there that the plan is only needed by those living in the most remote parts of this country, but that's not the case. So I went to Ashford in County Wicklow, which is just 45 minutes drive from Dublin Airport, and I met with broadband lobbyist Ashley Glover, who took me on a connectivity tour of the area.
In Inchinapa here, you've got one mast. It has three operators on it. So if you're near that mast, you can get a decent signal from all three. When we go over the hill here, there's only a Vodafone mast. So once you go over here, you won't be able to get much of a 3 or an Aircom signal. So really, in a lot of places in Wicklow, you only have one option of one operator because of the way the masts are. Not all operators are on every mast. Okay, so we're going to go up my road and we're going to look at the impact of the concession agreement. So here's where the new fibre comes off this main road, goes up this road. Here's the first three premises. None of those premises can connect because the duct is blocked. So now the fibre goes up this lane in a duct. Great fibre. If you're on this, you're passed with, you know, high quality connection. As you know, you can get up to a gig. And it goes up this lane. There are no premises at all on this lane. So it's not doing anything apart from just sitting in the duct. And then it goes as far as those little cottages there, which are rental cottages for an equestrian centre. And it stops. And then everywhere past that, all 17 homes have no connection. Literally, it stops at that barn over there. That's it.
So you have a fibre cable running from a main road past a number of homes, but stops short of the full thing.
Yes, indeed. So there are 17 homes and I saw it. And the reason Ashley and I drove around was to see the journey that the cable goes up. So there's 17 homes at the top of that road that are relying on the copper connections and they're getting painfully slow speeds. So the only people who are really benefiting from that exact cable are people who are renting out those rental homes in the equestrian centre. This is not an uncommon problem. Listeners to this programme have been in touch saying they're experiencing very similar scenarios. However, a path is outlined by AIR and there's no deviating from that as of now. I met with Pat Reid, who lives in Glendalough, and he explained his frustrations.
I work from home, I do digital mapping, and I have 4.5 megabytes of broadband, which is appalling in this day and age. Lara National School is right in front of my house. It also has less than 4 meg of broadband, 130 odd children and staff. It has a load of brand new computer equipment that was bought as a result of a charity drive last year. They can only turn on about 3 computers at a time, and then the whole bandwidth is eaten up. To your right here, you will see the road out of Lara heading into Glendalough. That is fully fibre-enabled. There are people living along that road with 110 megabytes of broadband. There's one 90-year-old man who gets over 100 megabytes of broadband in his house. 200 metres away, the school hasn't got decent broadband. Now, the problem is the entire village is fibre-enabled. If you look at the Department of Communications website, you will see a map of Lara. It shows the entire place as fibre-enabled. If you zoom in on that map, every single house and premises on that map is cookie-cut out and it's in a yellow circle saying there is no broadband available. The problem is Ayr have brought broadband into the village and out of the village, but are refusing to connect anybody within the village. And I have a digital business at home.
Yeah, so how does that work?
Appallingly slow. If I'm downloading stuff, it's slow. If I have to upload maps or images, it just doesn't happen. I mean, I have to go somewhere and send stuff if I need to do that. Or put it on late in the evening and leave it to run all night to upload stuff to be sent the next morning. It's appalling.
Have you spoken to local providers or looked at other alternatives? Like, what are your options?
There's a provider here, Wicklow Broadband, but unfortunately we're on the wrong side of the curve of the hill. If we were 100 yards downslope, we would be within line of sight of the mast, but we're just around the curve of the hill and can't get it. It's an awful pity. You tried to ring me yesterday. The mobile service is appalling too. The only thing reliable in non-stormy weather is the landline, and when it gets stormy, that's not reliable either.
Jess, that's an extraordinary sad state of affairs, that the most reliable method of communication for those living in places in Ireland in 2018 is the landline.
It's slightly bonkers, and you know, I would well believe that Pat Reid is not the only property or proprietor in the country that is experiencing that. He was just not on the hit list for Ayr's rollout this time around, and he is very much waiting on the National Broadband Plan. It's worth noting, however, that Pat is paying the exact same amount for his appalling connectivity as I am for my high-speed connection here in Dublin, and he says he would like to see that side of things addressed sooner rather than later.
What I would call on the government or the Department of Communications to do is to limit Ayr. If I get 4.5 mega broadband, my price for broadband should be €4.50 per month until they bring it up to 40 megabytes. After 40 megabytes, that's the cut-off. I think it's about 40 a month and then 40 for the telephone, for argument's sake. If you're below 40 megabytes, you should be paying your speed per month. Not paying €40 the same as everybody else in the country. There's people in Donegal getting 1,000 megabyte broadband. And we're here with 4.5 megabytes and we're paying exactly the same.
That's very interesting. It's a brilliant idea.
It
that
is.
Get Comreg in on the case, and they say if you're delivering four, well, you proportionally pay €4 a month, because that's all you're going to get from us for an appalling service.
Yeah, it would definitely put pressure on the providers to get a wiggle on, but I don't know if they would go for it. The thing that we have to kind of remember here is that there are people and businesses waiting for a stable connection. It's not just about wanting to watch 4K Netflix. It's about wanting the same quality of life that you and I have because we live in a city. Ashley Glover told me some of the lengths people in the area are going to get connectivity.
The outdoor store were having an event here in the valley. It was a triathlon or something of that nature. So Cindy in the store there couldn't get enough signal to run the cash register and so on. So what we did was we got a SIM card, put it in an old mobile phone, put it in a plastic bag and taped it to the outside of her window. It's not really a sustainable plan, you know, when, you know, that store, as you know, has fibre running past their door.
Extraordinary. The digital economy, my backside. A plastic bag with an old phone and a SIM card hanging out a window.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
What businesses in 2018 are running off.
Yeah, and you know, these are people who want to keep life in this part of Ireland going, but if that's the lengths they're going to, the mind does boggle. And again, what we need to keep in mind is that there's no immediate signs of this changing overnight. Say the National Broadband Plan was to be signed off tomorrow. There's still a huge amount of legwork to be done before any piece of ground is broken.
Now, we've been talking about this over the last while, that Ayr did that deal with the then Minister Dennis Nocton, which saw 300,000 homes taken out of the National Broadband Plan, which they committed to deliver by the end of 2018. That's a lot of houses.
Yes.
We call them the low-hanging fruit because they were relatively easy to deliver to.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we in terms of those 300,000 connections?
Okay, so it's worth noting first and foremost that the deadline has been pushed out slightly due to the damage caused by Storm Ophelia. So they're expecting that it will be connected by early or completed by early 2019. What's very interesting though, Pat, and again, I was listening to the conversation you had with Timmy Dooley on Tuesday morning, is that there's a difference between houses passed by air and houses connected by air. You may remember on the 4th of April 2017, I was in this studio because I had just spoken to Dennis Nocton at a press event where he announced that deal with the 300,000 homes with air. He said, and this is an exact quote, "Today is a good day for rural Ireland. The agreement that I have signed with air means that one house every minute of every working day will get fibre to the door, high speed quality broadband. That's an extra 500 houses every day."
Okay, now to the door or past the door?
Well, let me continue. So a statement published on fibrerollout.ie states, "Open air passes 170,000 rural homes and businesses with fibre to the home." That was published in August 2018. But again, remember, passes and connects are two very different things. So I put it to air last night. I asked how they differ and if that does contradict what Nocton said back in April. Speaking to me last night, a spokesperson for air confirmed, "A premises passed is on the poles passing outside their house." So that's what that means. It means poles outside their house.
So that's what they think they've committed to, is a passing the house. So it's available for connection. But why are they not doing the connection themselves?
Well, there are three different reasons for this. And again, I just want to clarify. So a premises pass means the poles are passing outside their house. The house then needs to be connected, whereby a cable is run from the pole down into the house. Now, the three reasons that AIR say that they are passing and not connecting, there are three reasons. Firstly, it would slow down the process. Secondly, they say not everybody wants it. And thirdly, there's a cost involved. So for AIR to, it's cheaper for AIR to run a cable through a town past houses than it is to connect the house. For AIR to connect every house, it would cost them €450 per home. Now, if you are in one of the areas whereby the fibre is running past your home, you can then contact AIR and ask them to connect you. There is a standard connection fee of €100 for AIR broadband customers to get the fibre to the home service. What's interesting to note is if you don't want to go with AIR, say if you want to go with another provider who would then be using AIR's infrastructure, there is a cost to that provider of €270. So say I'm a broadband provider and I want to bring broadband to your home. Using AIR's infrastructure, I would need to pay them €270.
You pay them, and then you have, in addition, the cost. If AIR are saying it costs €450 to make a connection,
yes.
So you paid €450 plus €270 in order to make the connection. How many years is it going to take you to get your money back?
An awful long time. And again, I just want to clarify that, you know, I asked AIR for an update on the number of homes that are connected rather than just pass, because again, I think we need to remember this is a big distinction. Just because the fibre rolls down the road by your home does not mean you are connected. They said to me that they stopped publicly disclosing the exact number of homes connected as it's commercially sensitive. The last time we reported it was the 31st of March 2018, when the figure was 28,000 fibre to the home connections on a base of 200,000 premises passed, or a 14% penetration rate for connections. So there is a bit of a disparity there. We need to keep in mind that just because 300,000 homes are going to be passed does not mean that we're going to have 300,000 homes connected. There is a difference.
It's worse in rural areas, but they're failing in urban areas also. I live in Clonliffe Road in Dublin, and at the front gate I can see two junction boxes to the left and right, but they say, "Sorry, not going past you." Broadband issues, not that simple for AIR. They put lines in, then people change to providers like Virgin. Yeah, but they wholesale it to Virgin.
Yeah.
They may still make a profit. Not a huge profit, but they make a profit. Temple Moor is confirmed as having fibre broadband, but no house has it. There are three fibre junction boxes in the town, none connected. It's been like that for over 3 years. I live in Tobraddon Lane, less than 3 kilometres from Marley Park and Rathfarnham in Dublin. Fibre is only down the lane, but no operator willing to extend it, as they claim it's not commercially viable for the 19 homes on the lane. That's from Samir. Your point is being well made by our listeners.
Absolutely. I just want to jump in briefly as well. We put all this to the Department of Communications, and they said they entered into the agreement in April 2017 to deliver broadband to approximately 300,000 premises across Ireland on a commercial basis. That means that these 300,000 homes, businesses and farms will have access to high-speed broadband. The National Broadband Plan will deliver broadband to the remaining 540,000 premises via state intervention.
Okay, but on a commercial basis is the key phrase in there. In other words, if you want it, you pay for the connection.